It's really incredible that this is your approach, that you're feeling a tremendous sense of hope in Hashem. And as we speak about in the Emunah B'Tachon series all the time, this is ultimately the whole point of the world, that we, when we have these situations, we continue to hope in Hashem. Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh Hashem, hope to Hashem. And if He doesn't come to you, through for you today, hope again in Hashem. That's exactly what He wants throughout the Psukim. He's telling us all the time, please hope in me. Please place your trust in me. I will come through for you. Whilst at the same time, you're just expressing that even though you're feeling this hope and you're trying to have bitach and you're just in so much extreme pain, and I would just, at the same time, you're just trying to hold that in when bitach and approach, I would just like to share with you a very beautiful piece from the Maharsha. So there's a Gemara that says, just to share some perspective on the extent of what you're going through. So there's a Gemara that speaks about the tremendous suffering that certain of the greatest of the great people in the Gemara had to go through. Now, we're not dealing with people like you and I. We're dealing with people, the greatest of the great, that they would learn Torah, the birds above them would burn, and they were able to revive dead people, etc. Just to get a bit of an idea who we're dealing with. And these people, the Gemara says they were asked, they were going through certain suffering, and they were asked, would you like to rather avoid having to go through the suffering you're currently going through, rather just live a beautiful, pleasant, sweet life, and thereby also you'll have to forego the tremendous reward you're going to receive for yourself in the next world? Or would you rather endure the suffering and then get the tremendous reward? Now, again, we're dealing with people which had the next world in their mind, at the forefront of their minds, and they understood the tremendous value of what it means to gain anything extra for the next world. And they responded, no, we would rather forego this tremendous suffering and live beautiful, sweet lives and forego. We would rather not have that suffering in this world and forego the suffering. We would rather not have to endure the tremendous suffering in this world, and even though we will have to forego the tremendous reward and the, you know, that we would gain for that in the next world. So the Maharal says a beautiful piece on this. He says, how can it be, such great people which understood the tremendous value of the next world, how can it be that they would say such a thing? They understood that any little bit you can gain for the next world, as the Sfarim teach, all the suffering in this world can't compare to even one moment of suffering in the next world, and all the pleasures of this world can't compare even to one moment of the pleasure of the next world. So how could they almost just like be happy to forego all of that reward just for the suffering they wouldn't have to endure in this world? And says the Maharal, there is no question in the world that the suffering that we endure takes us to the highest places in the world, greater than anything, greater than, as many of Sfarim bring, greater than, as we said, greater than all the learning, greater than all that we can do, greater than all the mitzvahs that we can do. Suffering, and when we endure suffering and we respond with Emunah B'Tachon, takes us to the highest places. However, says the Maharal, that these great Tanaim were worried that they might respond to the suffering in an inappropriate manner. They might not have Emunah B'Tachon, and there is free choice, and a person can, God forbid, kick back at Hashem when He sends them suffering and challenges. And because of that, yes, when a person doesn't respond with Emunah B'Tachon, God forbid, a person can fall and go in the wrong direction, and then the consequences can be grave. However, when we do respond with Emunah B'Tachon, there is no question, says the Maharal, that this is one of the highest tickets to the greatest of places in the next world. So just to realize the opportunity, on the one hand, when a person is enduring suffering, just to just to do anything we can to get out of it, to dive into Hashem, please take us out of it. Please help us as soon as possible in a beautiful, sweet way. On the other hand, just to realize that the opportunity, any little bit that we're responding with Emunah B'Tachon, we're trying, we're davening, anything we're doing, just to connect to Hashem, we're literally in the highest and highest and highest of places in terms of what we're gaining for ourselves. For the next world, and I'll just share one more thing. There's a famous story of that's often brought down just to illustrate this point, of a person who got to the next world, and they measured out to him, these are your sins and these are your mitzvahs that you got in this world, and he was literally 50-50, and then suddenly he sees the scales tipping just a little bit more on the sides of Averis. It's 51%, and he's, and then at some point they see that they're bringing out some things that don't look like mitzvahs, don't look like averas, and suddenly sees the scales tipping a little bit more towards the mitzvahs, but it's just just not enough. It just needs a little bit more. And he says, please send me more of those. And they ask, what are those? They say, those are Yisurin. Yisurin take the place of mitzvahs in the next world. And he says, please send me more Yisurin. But again, we understand that in the next world, we don't have that option anymore. So again, I'm speaking at a very high level. Obviously, at a very high level, a person almost wants suffering in this world. There's one side of the perspective to live with that side, that perspective, just to help us, just to, when we are enduring suffering, just to realize it's a gift Hashem gives to the holiest of the neshamas. Everyone endures some form of suffering, but some more than others. And those that are really, really experiencing suffering, it's just because it's a gift that Hashem is sending us. At the same time, like you're mentioning, that you know, you're a part of your hurt is that you want to truly believe Hashem will come through for you and have that true bitachon, but you don't feel you have that. And it's amazing that you're feeling that, because that just shows that what a level of emunah and bitachon you're already on. And as the Sfarim bring, it's not about what we actually achieve, it's about what we want to achieve. And just the fact that you have that want and asking Hashem to help you is already absolutely, you know, incredible, and just shows the tremendous levels you're already achieving in emunah and bitachon. As we say, that's the purpose of our life in this world. Everything we're living for, it's all for that sake. But at the same time, we are human beings, and suffering and pain hurts, and we daven to Hashem to change tomorrow, and it absolutely can change tomorrow. We're supposed to kavel Hashem, hope to Hashem. It doesn't come through for you today. Kavel Hashem again, hope to Hashem again and again and again. Daven to Hashem. Build that bitachon more and more and more. B'zrat Hashem, Yeshua Hashem, Kerifayin, in the blink of an eye, Hashem can send your salvation.